Okay, I'm sitting here outside my old French classroom in a building that hasn't changed much in the 25 years since I've left it in Nairn Academy, with some sixth formers who've all voted yesterday and have all got some thoughts about how the vote has gone today. So, Rebecca Little, can I ask you first, how do you feel this morning?
I feel pretty disappointed in my fellow Scottish, the society and the people around me. Yeah, I mean, they voted for the United Kingdom, and any downsides to that is their own fault. I mean, if they wanted out of the United Kingdom and they wanted better for Scotland and more power, then they should have voted yes.
Brandon, tell me how your family thought about this referendum. You disagreed with them, why?
They wanted to vote no for a simple fact that, well, my mum's part English and my stepdad wants to agree with my mum. He doesn't want to get on the wrong side of her.
But what about you? You don't mind getting on the wrong side of her?
No, I'm very, very much for a yes vote. Very much. The facts that were there, just put on a plate, couldn't go wrong.
Right, and how did this go down at home, though? Were they trying to get you to change your mind?
Yeah, they really didn't want me to vote yes, but after reading the facts, I couldn't really say.
And did you debate it with them? Did you tell them, look, Mum, you need to get the facts right?
Yeah, it caused a few arguments in the house, a few fallouts, but at the end of the day, whatever's best for Scotland.
Right. Who here has had disputes with their family members about this?
I actually changed my family's minds. They were all no to begin with. After much debates and arguing, they eventually decided to side with me. I don't know if it was to shut me up or because they actually agreed with me, but either way, they're all very strong yes voters in the end, and they all voted yes.
The school has not been allowed to mention anything about the referendum to you.
No.
They've been quite strict on this.
Yeah.
So this is really complicated stuff. We're talking about the merits of a central bank, about the nature of the oil reserves, how long they're likely to work. How do you find out about all of these things if you can't learn about them in school?
More than I expected, a number of lunchtime debates just between friend groups. And I think we have educated each other without sort of the teacher's influence, but you can tell that some of them are reeling to give their views.
Have there been arguments here as well? Has it been sort of friendly discussion, or does it flare up now and again?
How does it flare up?
We did a vote in the concourse yesterday on the board for yes and no's, and mm-hmm. your friends would see what you were putting up, and next thing you know, there was no friends at that table. You'd go back and they were gone and they hated you. They're like, nope, you're a no voter, or you're a yes voter, get lost. It was like just the fact of people are on two different sides, it's like, is breaking people apart.
Do you think that now that the vote is over, are people going to be friends again, or do you think this is going to last for a while?
I think it's going to last for a while.
Why?
Because people are quite like, they wanted yes, so they're going to have that.
I think people have been offended mm-hmm. by their friends' views or their friends' presumed ignorance.
Mm-hmm. But that's interesting. I mean, I imagine not all of you would support the same political party when it comes to voting for a general election. But say if one of you was Labour and the other guy was SNP, the feelings wouldn't run so deeply as they run over this. Is that right?
Yeah, I would say so.
Mm-hmm. I think that it's been so close to national pride as well that it's tied to your pride in your country, and your pride is whether you think Scotland can do it by itself or whether Scotland needs a big brother to help it through. I think mm-hmm. some people have seen a lot of offence in that. And I just think it's become the idea of, to be Scottish, you should believe in your country enough to believe that it's good enough to stand alone.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it needs to be remembered that you can be proud to be Scottish and you can think that we're better together.
All right. And how, there are some English pupils at this school, aren't there?
I'm English.
You English, right. Mm-hmm. And has it felt funny for the English pupils, do you think?
Yeah, it has.
Why?
Well, my friends are like joking with me, like calling me an immigrant and stuff. For living here. If they got independence.
You're right.
They said I'd be deported.
Your friend said that, didn't
they? Yeah, for a joke.
Is it the expectation that the people who are born in England are more likely to be no than...
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
The conversations which you've been having about this, do you reckon they will subside, or do you reckon you'll still keep talking and perhaps falling out about this?
Yeah, I think it
will. Yeah, well, I think that, like, even today when I came in, the vote is over, but yet still, like, the no thanks people were like, haha, we got the vote, mm-hmm. rubbing it in my face, and I'm like, can you please just be respectful? But at the same time, I think that even little snide comments, like, in the future, like people saying, oh, we'll remember when Scotland voted no for independence. I think that's still going to bring up like a lot of emotion and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's the fact that it's such an emotional debate that people get so riled up about it as well. So I don't think it's ever going to actually like be dropped. Even if it was a yes vote, there's still going to be so many no thanks voters unhappy. There's mm-hmm. never going to be a completely satisfied Scotland.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys all enjoyed this debate?
Yeah.
Was anybody say they haven't enjoyed it that much?
Haven't enjoyed the result.
I kind of enjoyed it, but didn't, because with the whole debate, it did ruin a lot of things, like friendships and like family friendships and sportships and stuff. And it just broke quite a lot of things. Like people, you just start arguing as soon as someone brought it up, and then you'd be like, well, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't see them for a good couple of days, and then you come back and you start arguing again. You're like, just like, no point.
I think all the yes people now kind of like, they don't resent the no people, but they kind of do. Like, they're kind of annoyed at the no people, and you're like, oh, why did you vote no? And it's like, well, the same, not the same reasons, but the opposite reasons that you voted yes are the same reasons, if that makes sense. And they kind of like, I don't know, it's almost like there's a hate between them, but it's like, you still live in the same country, and you still had the same ideas before this all happened.
Is it the case that, one side thinks the other side are just a wee bit stupid?
Yeah, the amount of times I've been called uneducated and ignorant.
Has anybody here not been called uneducated or ignorant?
I don't think so.
When you come back from after the Christmas term, it's going to be all harmony in Yearn Academy.
I don't think so.
Great.
Yeah.
How many of you have got the feeling that there's going to be another independence referendum within your lifetime, but we've just had the opening shot of a debate which is yet to finish?
I would hope there would be. I think I would be a yes in the future. Further down the line, they can have a chance to evaluate their answers and fill in the grey areas more and give a more clear-cut indication of what Scotland is able to achieve and be less sort of fairy-dairy about it and more truthful.
Right, so you don't object to the principle of independence, you just don't think that Salmon made his case properly?
Yeah, I think. Not right now. In a little bit.
Right. And anybody else think they're going to be walking into another election?
Yeah, I think we're going to be back here very soon.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people that voted no just because they didn't like Salmon. Like, if there's another person that tries to do Scottish independence, that they might have more supporters, that could mean potentially there could be another thousands and upon thousands of votes for yes or for no. I mean, you just never know. And obviously, since there was the no thanks vote, there's so many yes supporters are left, like, feeling, oh, come on, we could do this. So I think we're going to keep campaigning for it. Well, in my opinion, I'm definitely going to keep campaigning for
really?
it, for yes Scotland.